Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all that is within us, let us bless His holy name and forget not His benefits. Who forgives our stupidity. Who heals our sicknesses. Amen. Who rescues us from a life of destruction. Yeah. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who puts new songs in our mouth. Who blesses our socks off. Who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Who allows us to wear red sneakers. A matching shirt. Hallelujah. God is good and He is faithful. All the time. We're the ones that become goofy. We're the ones that fall away. We're the ones that don't eat of His faithfulness. And that's all because of a voice of a stranger that's no bigger than an ant. It's just an ant with a big megaphone. It's amazing how many times we take the bait from that dumb thing. And then we blame everybody else for our stuff, and we're the one to listen to it. You know the word struggle, when you hear, I'm struggling, I like that. You need to ask yourself, who's telling you that? Well, I am struggling. Well, who's telling you that? You have the choice to struggle or not. You have a choice to be joyful or miserable. Your choice. You have the power to choose anything you want. It's up to you. He's given us everything. Everything. We're the rule of this country. We're the rule of this earth. Even though Satan is the ruler, we have dominion over him. Oh, how quickly we forget. How quickly we turn from him and go back to the old ways, carnal understandings. It's time to rise up. Time to rise up. We are entering such a specific time right now. Cutting edging. I'm telling you, things are about to explode and about to happen. We're no longer in the last days, we're in the last minutes. And this is something that must be always before us. People talk, yeah, 20 years from now. I say, 20 years from now? You can be here 20 years from now. I'm not going to. I have no intention of being here 20 years from now. In fact, I don't have any intention of being here 10 years from now. If I have to, I'll be here another 5 years. We are the generation of the return of the Lord. He will come in the cloud of glory, and He will call His church off the earth. And His wrath will hit this earth of those who rejected the love of His truth. You know, I was with a gentleman today. My wife and I were tag teaming. And he thought he was going to heaven because he was a good person. He told me he read the Bible when he was a child, every morning and every night. He never understood a thing. I told him, because you don't have the Spirit, you can't understand the things of the Spirit. You try to understand it with your carnal mind. He said, well, I'm a good person. I said, good people go to hell. He almost fell off his chair. What tree are you eating from? I said, those who think that they're good and they're going to heaven eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Only those who practice the fruits of righteousness go home. That's where you eat of the tree of life. God is not looking at what you can do for Him. He's looking at that you know Him. Only those who know Him, not read about Him, not memorize Him, but know Him. That's why relationship is above religion. And there's only one way home, and His name is Jesus. There's no other way home. He's the only one that rose from the dead. There is no other God. He is God. He put on flesh and came into the world. Buddha didn't rise from the dead. Muhammad didn't rise from the dead. Allah didn't rise from the dead. In fact, they're still dead. Only those who are born of the Spirit know the things of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, not hatred. It's love. So if you're filled with the Spirit, you're willing to forgive, you're willing to love, and you're willing to kick some butt on the devil. It's time to rise up. It's time to be awakened and alert. We are seeing things happen right before our eyes. We are seeing it, fulfillment of prophecy on the left and on the right and globally. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. And it's amazing to me in how many believers are blinded still. Still trying to build their empires for their future. But are not laying up treasures in heaven for their future. They're trying to build them here. It's time to let go, let God, and let Him build a house. We will all stand before Him. That's what I explained to this man today. There's no coincidence that you were before me today. And when you stand before Him, He will tell you, my servant told you. And He will either say, enter in my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you who practice goodness, because you never practice righteousness. There's a difference. Time is moving rapidly fast. And the Word tells us that in the last days, time would move quickly because many would be deceived. And if God didn't move quickly, there'd be too many left behind. You know, when you really think about it, even those who were in the wilderness and the Jews, when they came out of Egypt, Egypt meaning the world, bondage. Only two of the originals that came out of there made it to the promised land out of millions. I wonder how many people are going to make it home. Because who you serve when you die is where you go. There's a price to pay. It's called praying the price, making contact with the other side every day. That's where your strength is from. Your strength is not from your talents or your abilities or your friends, your partners, your job or your money. Your strength comes from the presence of the Lord. So you must make contact every morning with heaven. And you make contact by what you speak. You make contact by what you set your mind on. He who sets his mind on the things of the earth are carnal. He who sets his mind on the things of the Spirit are spiritual, and it produces life. God is training His people up quickly, rapidly, because position is essential. God is rebuilding. He's rebuilding. And rebuild, He tears first. He must tear down to rebuild. It's a rebuilding time. We are in a season of rebuild. And we'll be talking about that tonight. Praise God. Turn to Ezekiel 26. Season of rebuild. They are celebrating the anniversary of 9/11. And it's no coincidence, because the other couple weeks ago, the Lord said to me, I'm going to rebuild. Now I've seen that coming out of other places in the body of Christ. It's a season of rebuild, because God speaks to us. And it is a season of rebuild. And Ezekiel 26, if you'll go there, please. Now, when God speaks about Israel and Zion, He speaks about the body of Christ also. And in this it says in verse 7, for Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will bring against Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses, with chariots, and with horsemen, and an army with many people. Now, first of all, Tyre, or Tyre, what they might like Tyre, is a place where there was abundance, prosperity, and trading. And also, I want you to understand that it also represents the United States, because the United States was abundance and prosperity and trading. And Babylon is associated with the ruler of the earth. Same thing with Egypt. And if you remember last time, I was sharing about what the Lord had been putting on my heart to bind the spirits of Egypt and to binding the spirits of Babylon. And I've been doing that probably for the last month or so. And verse 8, and he said, he will slay with the sword your daughter villages in the fields. He will heap up a siege mound against you, build a wall against you, and raise a defense against you. He will direct his battering rams against your walls. Your walls are protection. This is what happened in the United States. And with his axes, he will break down your towers. This also happened to the United States. The towers were known as the trade towers. Does everybody see this? Because of the abundance of his horses, their dust will cover you. Now, when those towers came down, there was nothing but dust everywhere. Your walls, your protections will shake at the noise of the horsemen, the wagons and the chariots. When he enters your gates, as men enter a city that has been breached. In other words, everything was breached. Now you got to remember that in the area of horsemen and wagons, we now have jets, amen, and other weapons that have replaced horsemen and chariots. And verse 11, with the hoofs of his horses, he will trample all of your streets. He will slay your people by the sword, and your strong pillars will fall to the ground. I will plunder your riches, finances. Has that happened? Yes. And pillage your merchandise, that is trading products. They will break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses. Have the houses gone in foreclosures? I want you to understand that he's talking about United States here. They will lay your stones and your timber and your soil in the midst of the water. What's happening in the soil? Famine. We've had droughts. I will put an end to the sound of your songs, and the sound of your harps shall be heard no more. I will make you like the top of a rock. You shall be a place for spreading nets, and you shall never be rebuilt. For I, the Lord, have spoken, says the Lord God. In other words, it will never be the same. Has everybody got it? This country will never be the same. So, what's happening is people are talking, well, we need to get back to doing this, we need to get back to doing that, and so forth. In fact, if you have seen the video, The Harbinger, they began to speak of rebuild. Go to Isaiah 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Does everybody see this correlation? Hallelujah. Now, we talked about the land of deception and the children of deception, because these are the people of the world. You and I were once of the world, but we're not of the world any longer. We are no longer under the government, even though we submit to its rules and regulations. We are under the eternal government. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, would you read it with me? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Who is this? Jesus. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be what? No end, but there's an end to what? Everything else. Things will never be the same. The United States is a place of a point of no return. We can never go back. Oh, I have a sense of things getting better, but it'll never go back to where it was. So everybody got it? So we are going forward because the end of the age is around the corner. Let's go a little further. It says, upon, let's verse 7 again, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. So Jesus came from the lineage of David. So everybody got it? Okay. To order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. For the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. In verse 8, the Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in what? Pride and arrogant of heart, the bricks have fallen down. But we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. And this is what was spoken by the government officials in the area of rebuild America after the towers came down. This say they quoted this scripture, but they quoted it in pride and they quoted it in arrogance because they are children of the world. So everybody got it? Verse 11. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversities of Razan against him and spur his enemies on, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out what? Still. For the people who do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm trees and bulrush in one day. The elder and the honorable, he is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err. The leaders of this country are causing the people to err. And those who are led by them are destroyed. In other words, unless they come out of this error, they will be destroyed. Therefore, the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is a hypocrite. In other words, a liar. Speaks one thing, but does another. And an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. In other words, the Lord's hand is still stretched out. Still willing to accept those who are willing to turn from the wickedness, from the evil ways. You know, they had two parties that just did their conventions. There's a Republican and a Democrat. And it's irrelevant of Republican or Democrat. Has everybody got it? There's either righteous or unrighteous. In the one, they actually renounced God, even though they spoke about him afterwards. But they booed God. They took a vote about placing God, keeping God in or removing God from the platform. And the people voted not to have God on the platform, but because they want votes, they put God on a platform and put some religious people up there to do some prayers and spoke about God and no other things. But the audience booed them when they chose to accept God on a platform. Can you imagine that? In this country, that they would boo God on the platform of a political convention. Tell me we're not in the end days, man. They booed my dad. Or they're going to boo who when my dad steps in. Again, Jacob is Israel. Israel is associated with America. There's the children of the world who say we will rebuild in pride and arrogance of heart. But the children of God under the eternal government will rebuild his house and pillars to fortify, to position, to prosper, to arm, to unite, and to prepare overcome the coming battle of the forces of evil that have already started. They have started their battle in lies. They've started their battle in deception and plundering of the goods. It's already happening right before our eyes. Taking the gold, trying to take the weapons. Everything is happening right before our eyes. Food, producing food that doesn't plant seeds anymore. Man, if you really knew what was going on, it would blow your mind. See, not everybody searches these things out. But it's my responsibility too. So that I can tell you. Things are happening right before our eyes. I feed my bird figs. I sent my daughter to go get some figs when we were in the store. She came back with a package of figs that we usually buy. I opened them up. Every fig didn't have no seeds in them. I was a little upset. $6 for those figs to feed my bird. There was no seeds in them. I thought, whoa, they've already reached the figs? I hope not. Hopefully it was just the wrong package. Go to Isaiah 10. In verse 24. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, this is associated with the body of Christ, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of what? Egypt. That's why we're praying against the spirits of the Egyptian spirits and the Babylonian spirits. For yet a little while, and indignation will cease, as will my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him, like the slaughter of Midian, of the rock of Oreb, as his rod was on the sea, so will he lift up in the manner of Egypt. Verse 27, read it with me. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil or the anointing. In other words, it's the anointing that's going to bring you through. It's the anointing that is going to bring you through. You know, in 2012, the Lord gives me a word to start the new year. And one of the words was about Egypt. How Egypt would no longer be a friend of the United States. I want you to know that today, Egypt attacked the U.S. Embassy. And they removed the United States flag and put an Islamic flag up. That happened today. In Libya, the U.S. Embassy was attacked also, and a U.S. citizen was killed. Remember, there are those who worship the moon and those who worship the living God. There are those of the light, there are those of deception. There's the children of the world and the children of God. The land, those are the children of the land of deception and the children of truth. One produces life, the other produces deception and death. And Jeremiah 18. It is the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And in His presence, in the anointing, everything is provided. Everything. That's why we worship. That's why it's essential to worship. This isn't about religion. You can't receive the things of the Spirit unless you're in the Spirit. That's why the Lord says that, and He came to His own, and His own rejected Him. But He gave the right to become children of God to those who are not born by the will of man, by the will of the flesh, but born by the will of God, by the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. See, there's so many religions out there that are born of the flesh or born of the man, but they are not born of the Spirit. Because if they're truly born of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit would be manifested. There'd be submission. There'd be love. There'd be forgiveness. There'd be a desire for unity. But the spirit of Antichrist is against the Spirit of Christ. Amen? We are in these days and the latter days. That's why the Word says that many Antichrists will rise up. And their fruits will be known because they would have continued with you. They would have continued in the Spirit. Many have gone from walking in the Spirit to walking in the flesh. Having a form of godliness but denying the power. In Jeremiah 18. Is everybody okay? Glory. In verse 1. Would you read it? Jeremiah 18, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I'll cause you to hear my words. Was Jeremiah in the Spirit? Amen, because he heard the voice of God, didn't he? And did he obey? Yes. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. The wheel here represents the Spirit. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again. In other words, he was rebuilding. So everybody got it. You know, even the first covenant wasn't sufficient where the Lord removed the first covenant to establish a second covenant. Amen? He removed the first covenant to establish the second covenant. And here he is rebuilding the body of Christ. Right now, there is a rebuilding going on. You're going to see more exposure. You're going to see many people running back to the world. And you're going to see many people standing up and not willing, not caring what man thinks no more, but living for God. In verse 5, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look at as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I have thought to bring upon it. Do you know that God is considering a disaster here? We have been warned. Katrina, Isaac, earthquakes, famines, all kinds of things that it fires. You know, we lost majority of corn in this country. Money being spent ridiculously. All kinds of things that are occurring. And verse 9, in the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, If it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. That's why he says, if my people would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I would heal their nation. But I'm going to tell you, it will not be restored to its original state. Can't be, never will be. That's over. It's the body of Christ that's going to take control now for a period of time. It's going to hold back the forces of evil. It's the body of Christ that is going to prosper to bring the last day's harvest. Then we'll be taken. And the earth will have to deal with dead. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Verse 11, now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster, devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Rebuilding. God is rebuilding the body of Christ to infiltrate the world system by spiritual battles. And by marketplace ministries, God is opening doors right now to infiltrate into the world system. Zechariah chapter 1. In verse 14. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 14. A season of rebuild. Is everybody there? Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease. In other words, there are nations that are at ease. What are they at ease with? The persecution of the Christians and the Jews and even mankind. They're at ease. They're standing while people are being slaughtered. They're doing nothing about it. Even this country did nothing about it. And many other nations did nothing about it. The UN stood by and watched people get slaughtered in Africa. Syria, Lebanon, and many other countries in this world. They did nothing about it. For I was a little angry, and they helped, but they helped with evil intent. In other words, they might have sent food, they did a little, but there was still evil intent. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through what? Prosperity, speaking to the body of Christ, that prosperity will be spread out. The Lord of hosts will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem. And Ezra chapter 9. Ezra chapter 9. See, these nations are no longer standing for the truth or the protection of righteousness. But through all of this, the body's still going to prosper. Ezra chapter 9 and verse 8. And now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage. In other words, he's going to pour out his Spirit to strengthen us. For we were slaves, yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage, but he extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, another one of our enemies, to revive us, to repair the house, to what? Repair the house of our God, to rebuild its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. In other words, he is going to establish us. He's going to fortify us. It is a time of fortification. I've been hearing that word fortify, fortify, fortify for years. And now it's happening. It's coming to pass. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments. In other words, the reason why we had to rebuild is because of disobedience to the will of God. Amen? That's why the clay was marred. Which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, the land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land, with the uncleanliness of the peoples of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to the other with impurity. So in other words, because people began to associate, to intermarriage with unbelievers, to associate with pagan rituals. These are God's believers. People have gone astray. The Bible says that many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons in the latter days. And that is happening right now. This country has turned to paganism. In fact, the President of the United States has stated that this country is not Christian. Hello? There's never been a president that stood up and said this country's not Christian. They want to be a neutral country. But God is one that established this country because Israel and the United States are brother and sister, and you can't separate them. Is everybody okay? And he's leaving a remnant. We are the remnant that is behind, the remnant witnesses of truth in these last days. Would you go to Amos, please? Oh, hallelujah. Amos chapter 9. Season of rebuild. In verse 10, please. Let's start at verse 9. Amos 9, 9. For surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in the sieve. Yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say the calamity shall not overtake nor comfort us. On that day I'll rise up the tabernacle of David. In other words, listen, Jesus came from the tabernacle of David. So everybody got it. When Jesus came, he said, I am the way, truth, and life, representing that he was the tabernacle of God. So when he rose, he died and he rose again from the dead. And he sent his Spirit to me and you. Now you and I would be the temple of God, known as the tabernacle of God. So we are the extension of the tabernacle of David that's been left on the earth. The body of Christ is associated with the tabernacle of David. Does everybody got that? And we are left. He said, on that day I'll rise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will rise up its ruins, raise up its ruins. I will rebuild it as in the days of the old, that they may possess the remnant of Dan and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. Has everybody got this? So you and I are being raised up right now. There is a rebuilding going on. Not only is a rebuilding going on within us, but also in the unity of the body of Christ. The tabernacle of David is being established again. The pouring out of his spirit. See, what will happen next is a fulfillment of the feast of the Lord, which is called the Feast of Trumpets. It's the next event that will happen. And that's when the body of Christ will be removed. And after the body of Christ will be removed, then we will return. And that will be the Feast of Atonement. Then the Feast of Tabernacles will be established. And that's when the Lord will come and set his tabernacle in Israel. Has everybody got it? In Jerusalem. Isaiah 11. Everyone say, I am the tabernacle of David now. Isaiah 11. Season of rebuild. In verse 1. Isaiah 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. Jesse was King David's father. So he's talking about the lineage. There shall be one, a rod from the stem of Jesse. Jesse was King David's father. Okay? So this is, now here we're talking about the lineage, because King David's the tabernacle of King David. It's coming all the way down to the tabernacle where Jesus was the tabernacle to fulfill the tabernacle of David. And you and I are the remnant of that. The body of Christ is now the tabernacle of David left on the earth. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Verse 2. The Spirit, come on, say it with me. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. In other words, upon the body of Christ. These are the seven attributes of the Holy Spirit. It says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of what? Wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. These seven attributes are in the anointing. It says, his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. In other words, the father of David, King David, come from Jesse to establish the tabernacle of David. Jesus came to fulfill that. Jesus was the tabernacle. He said, I'm the way, truth, and life. And he birthed me and you. If you want to get a little bit more understanding, when the Lord spoke to Adam, and when Eve came from Adam, the Lord put Adam to sleep, and out of his side, Eve came. That same side, Jesus was pierced on the cross. Because a fulfillment of the birth of the body of Christ. And you and I will be born not of blood or anything, but of his blood through the repentance. And the water represented his spirit. So we'd be born through the blood of Christ and through the spirit. We'd be born of the spirit now. And that same area where Jesus was pierced on the cross is the same place where Adam was put to sleep and Eve came out. Because we are known as the bride of Christ and he is known as the bridegroom. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Everybody read this with me and speak it, because this is you. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Continue. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. In other words, God is using us to fix and remove all of that ancestral curse garbage that has brought destruction in our lives. Verse 5. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. That's the first office we're to fulfill. Amen? They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, and I'll make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the prosperous whom the Lord has what? Blessed. See, things are being transferred now. But we must be in position to be able to receive. The first thing God is getting ready is your house. He's rebuilding this. As he rebuilds this, there's more unity. See, he's got to rebuild you and me so that we become like-minded with him. Because when we're like-minded with him, we're like-minded with one another. In Proverbs 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Again, one of the seven of the attributes in the anointing is wisdom, fear of the Lord. In Proverbs 9 and verse 10, would you speak it with me? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear means reverence, honor, and respect. You know, the Bible says that when we praise and worship the Lord, he's in the midst. When two or more are gathered together, he's there. Now, if Jesus was to reveal himself, you would freak out. You'd worship like you never worshiped before. See, because the carnal scent, the mindset here, because it's looking through the natural eyes instead of spiritual eyes, doesn't see him. So people just hallelujah. All to God be the glory. Because they're still blinded. They do not see spiritually. Because if you see spiritually, he's in the midst where two or more are gathered together. And let me tell you, you would worship. Because you only can access him through the Spirit. Not in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 10, and if the fear of the Lord is not there, it's because you're not filled with the Spirit. Has everybody got it? If the fear of the Lord is not there, you're not filled with the Spirit of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of life will be added to you. Ooh. Through what? Through wisdom. This wisdom is not from beneath, it's from above. It's not wisdom that you go to college for here. This is spiritual wisdom, and it's totally different. This wisdom tells you how to do it. How to do what? How to operate in the things of the Spirit. Go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. This is why individuals, now listen, the reason why individuals go back to the world is because they're not filled with the Spirit. They may have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they even may be speaking in tongues, but it doesn't mean that they're filled. Because when you're filled, you're not deceived. So everybody got it. See, the enemy loves to drain you. He can drain you in a second. Couple words will drain you. Few thoughts will drain you. That's all it takes. He'll drain you in a second. And you think you're filled with the Spirit because you're praying in tongues. It's your spirit that prays. You don't have to be filled to pray in tongues. Has everybody got it? It may be the evidence of being filled at one time, but are you still filled? Because if you're filled, the reverence is there. The Lord is always before you. There's honor and respect to Him no matter what you do and whatever decision you make. If you're filled. If you're really filled. You don't manipulate. You don't lie. You don't cheat. And when you make a mistake, you repent because His presence is the number one most important thing in your life. If you're not filled, His presence is number two. Because you're still number one. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Come on, speak it. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are what? The rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you're walking in the anointing. And the anointing teaches you all things. Has everybody got it? The anointing teaches you all things. The anointing guides you when you're really filled. I hear people, I'm filled with the Spirit. No, you're not. Most people aren't filled with the Spirit. Because it just takes a few thoughts and a few words to drain you. You could have been filled 5 minutes ago and then you're empty right now. Then. That's how quick it takes. Amen? Praise God. In verse 5, a wise man is what? Strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 1. Yeah, I'm filled with the Spirit, but I'm rebellious. Well, then you are not filled with the Spirit. Hello? You've been drained. You stepped on a mind. There's an enemy mind that drained you. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 15. Let's speak it together, please. Therefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. In other words, he is the head of the body, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. In other words, the body of Christ should be the fullness of him. But if you're not filled with the body, you're not fulfilling your part. If you're not filled with the Spirit, you're not fulfilling your part in the body. Has everybody got it? Why? Because you cannot be like-minded then. That's why people go back. No dominion. It's in the anointing. Everything is in the anointing. In the anointing. Without the anointing, you and I are nothing. And when you sense the flesh coming, shut up. Amen. And go get filled up. So you can see spiritually, hear spiritually, and speak spiritually according to the will of God and not yourself. And I'm going to close at Ephesians 2 and verse 11. You want to be a remnant of light and power and truth. Because God's about to bless the body big time. In verse 11, would you speak it with me? Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcised by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Everyone say one Spirit to the Father. There's only one Spirit to get to that. That's it. And his name ain't Allah, and his name ain't Muhammad, and his name ain't Buddha, or any other goofy thing. There's only one way home, and that's through Jesus Christ. He is God. Verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, and fulfilling the tabernacle of God, of David, here on earth. Amen. We are the temple of God fulfilling the tabernacle of David. A remnant that has been left behind. Getting ready to receive, to prosper, to be a light with truth and power. We are in a new season. There's a tremendous shift happening. God always shifts in the spirit to prepare for what the enemy's trying to do. If we don't cooperate with the shift, we get run over by the enemy. We get deceived when some people get taken right out. We must be able to shift with the Spirit. This isn't about religion. This isn't about church. It's about relationship in the Spirit with the only true God who gave us the Holy Spirit, the promise. Amen? It's time to rise up. You must be willing to let your life go to live the life of God. Quit fighting for your life and start fighting for His life, and you will find Him bless you and prosper you. Start being honest before Him. If you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest before God. He knows it all, sees it all. There's nothing hidden. You can't fake it till you make it. You won't make it if you fake it. Don't go by how you feel. Nobody wants to hear how you feel. Give your feelings to Him. Make the exchange. Make the exchange. Make the exchange. Without exchange, there is no change. You must be willing to sow in the Spirit till you get to so what? Then you won't be offended. Then you won't try to get things done your way. And you won't make stupid decisions, God willing. Amen? It is time to arise with the wisdom that is given to me and you to overcome. We are seated in heavenly places and blessed with every spiritual blessing. Everything's been given to us. It's time to take it off the shelf and take the dust off and start using what you've learned. And don't depend on someone else to rescue you. Only He can rescue you. Amen? He is your source and everything else is a resource. She's got something to say. Hold on.
Alyssa and I learned something today that was really profound to me. You might want to write this down. It's only one sentence, two sentences. Ready? You can't feel your way to better behavior, but you can behave your way to better feelings. Amen? Just do it.
Say it again. I didn't get it.
You can't feel your way to better behavior. It's not about feelings. You can't get to better behavior by feelings. But you can behave your way to better feelings.
Amen.
So you do it when you don't feel good. And when you keep doing it, then you will feel good. Just do it.
Amen.
Whether you want to or not, whether it feels good or not, whether you're in the mood or not, whether you have a headache or not, just do it. And you will get to better feelings. Very profound.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed, and we ask that You protect this seed of word by the blood of Christ. And Lord, that You would grant us the revelation, that You would grant us the wisdom, that You would grant us the vision, and that You would grant us the anointing. According to Your will, Your purpose, and Your promise, that we maintain being filled with Your Spirit so that we can be well-pleasing to You and a sign and wonder to those who are lost. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God glory, would you please?